Everything has gone by so fast in the recent months. Mother and father came and stayed with us for 3 months before returning to England. They brought us a large sum of money, being rich and all. Johnny and I were overjoyed to see them again. We never thought we would get the opportunity. Mother is very sweet and gentle, just as I remembered her. She never stopped thinking or worrying about us. Father is a little bit less approachable. He has a stern atmosphere about him, and he seems more cold and distant. Even so, he has a big heart, and he never gave up on us. They told us a lot about how things were back in England, and about the world that we watched through the window for so many years. We would sit each night for dinner, and they would tell us stories as we listened to them with wonder and awe. A few weeks into their stay, my parents met Robert, the young man who brings fish to Lucia. When they first interacted, I could see something in my mom's eyes, a flicker of curiosity, maybe. She would get up each morning and talk to him each morning when he arrived to drop off his goods. Father also seemed very intrigued by him. A couple weeks later, they announced that I was arranged to wed Robert in 2 months' time. I was very shocked. I was at the age to marry, but to marry Robert? The thought was a bit far-fetched. I hardly even knew him, and I suspected he was my age, but I never expected him to be. My mother helped plan out my wedding. I was still terrified, but after the initial shock, I realized that it was probably time for me to start living my own life. So I went along with it. On the big day, I wore a white gown with some of my mother's pearls around my neck. We were wed in Central Park on a lovely day in March. Afterwards, friends and family gathered around to wish us luck and happiness. Mother started crying, and Father was shaking as he walked me down the aisle. I can imagine how they were upset just getting back and then sending me off on my own, although this was, of course, their idea. Johnny wouldn't stop hugging me, and it was a tad irritating, but nevertheless comforting. Robert and I were to move into a tenement of our own in the building Anna lived in, two down from Lucia's. We went to check out the place, and at first it seemed cozy enough and about the right size for the two of us. I used a large sum of money from my parents to pay the first rent and the leftover for the many months of rent to come. My mother wanted to send me money for the rent each year because she felt so guilty about my unsatisfactory past, and she wanted to make it up to me. Robert and I used the money from our jobs to pay for food and furnishings and a treat here and there. I'm starting to adjust to life like this. Robert's very kind and handsome and genuinely sweet, and he really cares about me and enjoys my company. I'm learning to love him more and more each day. Maybe this whole thing was a great idea after all.